weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Now we're going to turn our attention to the European referendum, which takes place, of course, on Thursday, as if you weren't aware. And Dan Grief has been on the streets of Cambridge and Peterborough to find out what voters in the two cities think. Here's his report.
Recently, The Economist published the article of Tale of Two Cities, which compared how people will vote in the up-and-coming referendum in Cambridge and Peterborough. The article stated that Cambridge ranks 619th of 632 cities likely to vote to remain, with 27% likely to vote to leave, compared with Peterborough, which is 49th in the ranking, with a projected 62% voting out. The article concludes that in many ways both cities are similar. Both are mostly made up of white-collar workers, and both receive funds from the EU. However, as the article states, one is a bastion of Europhilia, the other of Euroscepticism. So to test this article, and to confirm or deny its findings, I decided to go out to Cambridge and Peterborough to meet the locals and to find out which way they'll be voting in the up-and-coming EU referendum. I'm standing outside the Tesco in Cherry Hinton, and I'm joined by Kate. Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Are you local to this area, Kate?
I am.
And I just want to know, have you decided as yet which way you might vote in the referendum?
I have.
Ah, do you mind if I ask what your decision is?
I'm an innie.
You're an innie, okay. And why are you an innie?
Well, I think for me it's the environmental factors and the things that the EU have done in protecting the environment in this country, and that the Tories, I don't think, really care about, and especially Boris Johnson's dad. He said it was the wrong move, and he's been campaigning for environmental rights, and he thinks the Tories are just going to destroy all the work he's done.
Right. So what do you think about the campaign then so far from both the you know, innies like yourself and also the Brexiters?
I think it's probably focused too much on money, because obviously money is important, but I think there's more than money to be considered.
Okay, you mean the economic arguments as to whether we left
and
or
also,
stay?
Where, you know, they're saying, oh, well, if we come out, we're going to have £50 million a day to spend on the NHS. And it's like, that's clearly not going to happen. So I think that kind of thing where all the money is just very confusing. But there are other things like the environment and the workers' rights and rights for women that has come out of Europe that also needs to be taken into consideration.
Now, The Economist in February said that Cambridge as a city is more likely to vote for the European Union than against. Do you think that's true? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. Because of probably the university, and we have people from lots of different places coming to live and work in Cambridge for the university and everything. And I just think we have a more outward-looking view rather than an insular-looking view.
So, Simon, I've just met you outside of here in Cherry Hinton. Are you a local person?
Yes, I've lived here about 6-7 years now.
Oh, great. And what are your views on the European Union referendum?
I'm deciding to vote in.
You're voting in?
Yeah.
Okay, and may I ask why?
I think we're better off staying within Europe, kind of better economically, and it's better to kind of be part of a wider, you know, political group of people.
So have you found any of the arguments by the Brexit campaign convincing at all?
All very negative, unfortunately. I don't really think I've learned very much from them, and I find out more from just reading websites like, you know, BBC News.
So you don't believe their arguments about, you know, the waves of migration that might happen afterwards, or do you think that might happen but it's not a problem?
It just seems to be lots of scaremongering from what I can tell.
And of course, you say, you know, you're voting in. Do you think most of your sort of colleagues and family and friends would be the same in Cambridge? Or
from talking to people, it's quite mixed. I mean, a lot of my friends are kind of thinking of staying in, quite a lot staying out.
I'm on Mill Road now in the Romsey part, joined by Lewis. Hello, Lewis.
Hi, Dan.
May I ask, firstly, have you decided in the referendum what you're going to go for with regards to the result?
Yes, I will be voting to remain.
May I ask why?
Mostly because I think there's so much uncertainty about going out, and I don't think it seems like too much of a bad situation at the moment. I think all the people that think that it will give us some sort of autonomy, I don't really know what they want, and it all seems fine. I don't think there's really a big problem with immigration. It all seems fine, particularly living down this part of Cambridge. I think it's like quite a nice multicultural place, and I really like that about it.
So how long have you been on Mill Road for?
I've been here for about 3 years.
Okay.
And you know, it's I've only ever seen the good things about multiculturalism, and long may that continue as far as I'm concerned.
So what are your views about the campaigns that you've heard for Brexit as well as for Remain?
I think the problem with both has been that they've both been overwhelmingly negative. A lot of negative tactics, a lot of negativity about the result that will happen, rather than looking at the positives of either. But certainly the Remain camp has given me a lot more to believe in than the Brexiters, who, you know, I everyone that is campaigning for Brexit is rich old white man, and there's nothing that there's nothing there to vote for. It's sadness. It's the same. It's everything being the same as it is, and I want difference or multiculturalism. And there's a lot more. There's, even though they've been both negative campaigns, I think there's been a lot more positivity on the Remain side.
Okay, and may I ask how old you are, Lewis?
Yeah, I'm 25.
And do you think that your friends around your age would also vote for Remaining, or do you think they?
Yeah, I think so.
Undecided.
Yeah, no, I think I know very few people my age that are definitely exiting. I'm originally from Haverhill, and there I think people my age are a little bit more towards exit. And I think they think this is a real. That's something to really be proud of, and they're trying. I think they're trying to gain something with that, which I don't feel I need to gain here. And I think a lot of people who live in Cambridge see the positives of us all being joined together in Europe. And I've got a lot of European friends. I work in the arts, and it's a very vibrant industry full of people from all sorts of backgrounds. And I think that's what Remain is sort of standing for much more than Brexit.
Hello, Alex.
Hi there.
I just want to ask you, have you decided as yet which way you're voting in the referendum?
No, not yet. I'm still undecided. I've been very disappointed, really, about the deal that Cameron struck with Europe. So I think the European Union, whilst on many levels it's been a positive thing, I think it's needed some serious structural reform.
Right, OK. So do you think then that if we voted to remain in, that you wouldn't get that reform?
I think it's unlikely. And I think the current deal we've got was rejected twice by France and the Netherlands when it was a Lisbon Treaty, and it's been very marginally altered, and we've been given a chance to vote on it. But what about France and the Netherlands and other big countries in Europe? How do their citizens feel?
Oh, OK, so you think actually generally there's a bigger problem across the whole of Europe right now, not just a question with British membership?
Almost certainly, yeah. I mean, like I say, there's serious structural reforms needed from the European Union, of the common agriculture policy for one, and also of the fact that the European Parliament moves once a month to Strasbourg at huge cost.
So do you think the campaigns you've heard so far for the Brexit side and for Remain, have they said anything that's running true with you at all?
Not particularly. I think they've both been very poor. I think the In campaign is just promised, economic Armageddon if we leave, and that didn't happen when we left the ERM, so I don't see that it would happen this time. I don't see the rest of Europe suddenly ceasing to trade with us because we leave the European Union, and on the other hand, I don't really buy a lot of the arguments of the Out campaign. That's been a lot of scaremongering.
One of the stars of the In campaign, Idi Izzard, came to Cambridge, and I went to go and meet him and find out why he thinks we should vote to remain within the EU.
So, Idi, why do you think we should be within the European Union?
Well, I have been given fantastic opportunities in my life from being in UK, being in Europe, and I want everyone to have these chances. I want everyone to be registered, I want everyone to vote. First of all, I want to get everyone's voices heard in this. And some people say, well, they're having a tough time from Europe, but we will have an even tougher time if we come out of Europe. All the economics experts from the world say this. There are no economics experts lined up, world experts, on the Weaker Out campaign. The Stronger In campaign, we've got the World Trade Organization, the head of the Bank of England, the head of the Confederation of British Industry. They all say this would be the best idea to stay in. It's good for our economy. And if we pull out, it'll get even worse. So if people are having a tough time, well, it'll get. We want it to get better. We need the economy to be good.
Just coming back to that point, you said that the economists are saying that it's better to be in. Do you want to talk a bit about more for somebody's life on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis? How do you think it might change for them if we did leave?
I don't know if I could expertly say exactly what would happen if we did leave. It just would be, they'd have to renegotiate all the deals around the world, that's for one. So there'd be a lot of uncertainty for business. The pound would logically go down for that. It's already started fluctuating because of that. We would be losing the cheap flights to Europe. Those would disappear. The roaming charges would go back up on the phone. So when you're abroad, you would not have a European health insurance card. That would disappear. Your health care is now paid all across 28 countries. All these positive things that we've done in Europe, those would all go. So just straight off, these would all be unpacked and would start to disappear. And even the Prime Minister of Norway, that is not in the European Union, says if you want to change the European Union, you've got to be inside it to change it. I think we should stand up and fight for our place in Europe rather than running and hiding from it. If your family isn't quite working right, you don't run away from it. You actually try and mend it, try and make it better.
And what about the arguments we've heard from Boris Johnson, from Farage, the UKIP? Do you think these, you know, arguments have any validity at all, or are they fear-mongering? What's your view on those?
Well, that Project Fear, they do Project Fear. I'm doing Project Positive. I'm now touring France in French. I'm touring Germany in German. I took comedy that I developed, my business that I developed here, and I'm doing it through Europe. And I've played all through Eastern Europe in the English language. Now, that's not for everyone, but I'm just showing you can be really positive with Europe. We can trade directly in there without visas. Traveling to these places, you'll have to get visas. Just to go on holiday, or if you are going on business, it'll be a visa situation, just like going to America. And we don't want that to happen. We've come a long way, and it's not perfect. It is too bureaucratic. But if we want to change it, we need to be inside it to change it.
I've come to the city of Peterborough to find out how people here will vote. Of course, according to The Economist in February, they said that people in Peterborough will vote out, whereas people in Cambridge will vote in. So I'm going to meet people today and see what they think. I'm heading first to the Market Square.
I'm now joined by Steve Lovelace, who, when I asked if I could interview him, very strongly said...
Yes, out.
And out. Okay, right. So tell me, Stephen, why have you decided you want to be out of the European Union?
Because we should control our own borders and everything, and we're in our own country. There's no need to be hostile against European people, because we do need people to work, but the... what Mr. Farage has said, who I don't always agree with, about the point system, same as Australia, is a better option. If there's no work for people, then I'm afraid they can't stay.
Peterborough itself being, I suppose, identified as a place that's more likely to vote out. Why do you think Peterborough is going to be more likely to vote to leave?
I would have thought they'd want to stay in because, you know, quite a lot of European people live in Peterborough, same as Boston, where I come from, where over half our population in the last five years has gone to European people. But they do work, they're hard-working people. It's good for the economy, but if the ones that are not working, then I'm afraid, you know, shouldn't be getting money from the government, sort of thing.
So what about the actual campaigns themselves, the Remain campaign, the Leave campaign? Have you been impressed by their arguments? Have you thought they're inspiring to anyone or informative?
Not a fan of Nigel Farage, but every time I heard him, he's getting... You know, he's speaking a lot of truth, and that's what he's speaking. He's saying what the people want to hear. On the other side, I mean, I've always voted Conservative. David Cameron is really getting my back up. You know, they're coming out with all these figures now, which they don't know are actually going to happen. They've gone on about, you know, the IMF and every people like that saying that what's going to happen. They couldn't even predict it last time what happened, the bank crash and all that, and it's the same with the monetary fund, the euro. We stayed out of that. Brilliant idea, wasn't it? Proved it. Proved it's not no good. And all this about other economies not supporting us after, what they're going to do with the vehicles from Germany, what they're going to do with the cheese from France, they're still going to sell it to us, the flowers from Holland, the fruit and veg from Spain. Without us, they'll be ruined.
So you think there's going to be no real change to our economy if we do leave? Apart from the borders will be tighter, is that
yeah, but yeah. There's no need to be a change, because if they're going to put a tariff on it, if they say a Mercedes car is going to go up £5,000, we'll say, well, we'll buy something else then. They've got to sell them here. Germany produce about £1.5 billion quid worth of cars for England. What they're going to say? Oh, we don't want your business anymore.
Right. Well, thank you for your time, and I see you're putting together a big bouquet there.
Yeah, Dutch flowers. Yes, and English, and a mixture. You know, we're still...
How's that going to affect your business then, or do you think...
It will not affect us in any way whatsoever. One of the things what people forget about is like the European thing is the biggest company in the world when you look at it. There's never been an audited account because of all the corruption, and this is what winds people up. We're more educated now, we see what's going on. My father was a farmer 56 years ago. There were subsidies available then before we was even in Europe, so subsidies will be available, so it's, you know, not the end of the world.
I'm joined by Pam now. Hello, Pam.
Hello.
And may I ask, have you decided for the referendum decision what you're going to go for?
Yes.
And what is that?
I'm going to vote out.
You're voting out? Why is that?
Purely and simply because of the immigration. I mean, I'm really concerned about the amount of people coming in. There's just not enough room. All our green spaces are being taken over by housing. You know, there's problems with the schools, you know, because a lot of the children don't speak English, so the schools are having to pay for extra people to come in. I've got grandchildren, and I just don't feel, you know, that they're going to have a chance when they grow up to get a home, because there's just not going to be the space.
Okay, so they say in Peterborough generally people, and around the area, people will generally vote out. Do you think that's true? Do you think people share your view?
I think a lot of people, especially a lot of friends of mine, definitely. You know, we all feel very much, you know, very much the same. I think you'll probably find that the older people will vote out, but the younger people will probably vote in.
Right. Okay, and actually it turns out young people are probably less likely to vote, I would have thought, so maybe they could swing it, yeah.
Well, possibly.
So what about the campaigns themselves? Have you been impressed by what you've seen by both the main campaign?
Not really. I mean, I just feel that, yes, we've got all the information, but I'd already made up my mind anyway.
I'm joined by Helen now. Helen, you said that you're undecided. So what about the campaigns themselves, the Remain and the Leave campaign? Have you been swayed by anything you've heard, impressed, unimpressed?
I've only marginally seen what's out there. I've had friends that are quite pro-Leave that have sent me a few bits and bobs. I've had other friends that are presenting different arguments on it. I kind of get the impression from people I know that are wanting to vote Leave that they're more concerned about the immigration side of the argument than anything else. I don't know quite what sways them that way, because from what I understand, more British citizens leave the UK than EU migrants enter it.
So in Peterborough itself, I mean, they say that it's more likely to be a Leave a city. Would you say from your friends that's more likely the case?
I don't know. I think some are Leave and some are stay.
So it really is mixed then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There's not long until the referendum now. What's the issue that's going to sway you, do you think?
I'm not really sure, to be fair. I think a lot of the personalities behind the Leave arguments aren't necessarily endearing me to the cause.
Now joined by a gentleman who'd rather be nameless, and I'd like to ask you, are you in or out, do you think?
In.
You're in, okay. But why are you in?
I think there are so many trade agreements that it's better to stay in and negotiate from being in.
And what about your peers, your friends? Are they kind of also voting in, do you think?
Oh, they're mixed.
They're mixed, okay. So at the moment we don't know which way it's going to go
That's right.
So what's your prediction for the actual vote itself? Do you think at the moment there's a clear winner or not?
I think we'll be marginally in.
Marginally
but
in?
I could be completely wrong.
Okay. And about the campaigns themselves, have you been impressed at all by anything you've heard?
Not impressed in the slightest.
Oh, really? Why is that?
I don't think the government has told us the full facts. And at the same time, I don't think those who want to come out know the full facts either, because there's indecision at the moment. Until we get into trade agreements, for instance, I don't think we know what is going to happen.
And some people in Peterborough have been talking about immigration. That's a big thing for them. Is that a thing in Peterborough for you, do you think? Have you come across large numbers of immigration? If so, is it a problem?
I think for Peterborough it's a great problem.
Really?
I think we've had a lot of homeless immigrants. And I think there's still a lot of clearing up to be done in our parklands and areas like that because of that.
Right.
But they might have been British homeless people.
Yes, OK. So there might be a bit of misunderstanding by people as to who
yes.
they are.
Yes, yeah.
In total, I interviewed over 15 people in both cities and was struck by the huge support for the EU in Cambridge and its rejection in Peterborough. The arguments were also very different, as in Cambridge most people had a number of different issues, whereas in Peterborough the one issue I came across again and again was that of immigration. I get the impression that in Peterborough many feel they're being threatened by EU workers coming to take their low-skilled jobs, whereas Cambridge has seen the investment in money and high-end skills which has contributed to its success. I wonder if this is a microcosm of the whole country and reflects the split the two campaigns have been fighting to capitalise on. Either way, I personally think the result on Thursday will not put to bed the strong feelings held by both sides over the future of the UK and EU.